on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Home Affairs believes the shift from paper to secure digital documents will help reduce fraud and corruption within the department. Minister Leon Schreiber has been sharing details about the government's facelift plans. During last month's SONA, President Cyril Ramaphosa said that a new digital ID system was in the works. Schreiber says the green ID book will also be phased out and replaced by a more secure smart ID and digital ID.
We will do this by expanding access to everyone who qualifies for a South African ID to be able to obtain the smart ID. We have to get into many more bank branches. We have to get onto the digital devices so that South Africans anywhere are able to obtain the smart ID. And then we can move away from that green ID book.
Schreiber was speaking at the launch of the Border Management and Immigration Anti-Corruption Forum in Pretoria yesterday. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the country needs a top-class replacement for expelled U.S. Ambassador Ebrahim Rasool. Rasool was booted out of the country for criticizing President Donald Trump. Washington accused him of race-baiting and described his remarks as obscene and disrespectful. Ramaphosa was speaking to reporters at Denosa's National Congress in Johannesburg yesterday.
The United States is the second largest trading partner to South Africa, and that is something that we are still with. The president appoints ambassadors, and it is within his sole right to appoint ambassadors.
Meanwhile, Ramaphosa has raised concerns about the growing number of nurses leaving for jobs abroad, despite the country experiencing a critical shortage. He's acknowledged the challenges faced by nurses in the public health sector.
You need to discuss how we deal with the specter of recruitment that is taking place amongst those of your profession to other countries. Is it money that...
And Ukraine and Russia have agreed to a ceasefire in the Black Sea, but it seems the timing of when it'll start isn't straightforward. Moscow says there'll be no maritime truce until sanctions on Russian companies exporting food are lifted. Volodymyr Zelensky's accused the Kremlin of lying, claiming the deal's kicked in immediately. The two countries held separate peace talks with America and Saudi Arabia. Moscow and Kiev agreed to stop military strikes in the Black Sea and on energy sites under the deal, which offers to ease pressure on agricultural exports. Back home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.